Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Joining me, as he does every Monday, Malcolm Ballinger, Ballinger Publishing.
Good morning.
Yes, how are you today, sir?
I am wonderful, thank you.
So is that the Mamas and the Papas, that song? Or who does that song, Monday, Monday?
Mamas and Papas, yes.
Okay, so that guy, Monday, Monday, so good to me, and he's that guy, right, in the office that's like, Happy Monday, and you're like,
yeah.
Dude, go back home.
And it was followed by, I think, was it Handel?
Yes, yes. Oh. And then I threw that
just
in there.
Just a lucky guess.
Mm-hmm. I've got some Vivaldi queued up for today. It's gonna be a good day. So we've got lots of stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a busy weekend. Lots going on. Crawfish Fest and whatnot.
Well, we'll start on a little bit of a sad note.
Yeah.
On Friday, I visited the downtown post office for the last time.
Mm.
It was kind of sad because I've had a P.O. box there for 22 years and become good friends with the post office people over the years. It's also a great community gathering place. Whenever you stand in line, there's always lots of people that you know,
yes.
Local business people. So I went in there, and they'd already started to strip out the P.O. boxes, and it was just very sad. Mm. And, we're always hopeful that there'll be a replacement, but I wouldn't hold out too much hope. It's kind of sad. But I was just saying to Andrew in the green room that I think it has wider implications. I think it's symptomatic of what's happening in the downtown area. I think we're not mindful of our past and the history and the ambience of downtown, because I know we have in many respects tried hard to preserve that. Mm-hmm. But are we chasing economic success maybe a little bit too much? Should we just stop for a moment? And it's a post office, but it's been there for many years. It's a gathering place. To replace it by, a hotel.
Yeah.
I personally don't want to hang on to the past, but I'd rather keep some of the charm of downtown the way that it is.
I think part of our charm brings in new people, and then younger people keep moving here, and then they don't have the same attachments and same memories that we do.
Yes.
So, they're in their quest to make everything cool for themselves. It's sort of taking away a little bit of our memories, but, that's how it goes.
I think that the attraction of downtown was 20 years ago when I first moved here, when it was fairly deserted. Mm-hmm. But as it started to develop, the attraction was the history of Palo Fox Street and the old buildings. Mm-hmm. Now I think the emphasis is on an entertainment district, which is not bad in some respects, but maybe we've gone a little bit too far. I worry that it's become, too much of an entertainment district. I know that Gallery Night has become a little bit of a street party, and I know, I think the closing of the post office kind of brings that into focus, that maybe we need to stop and look and think a little and evaluate. Again, personal opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I know that, something happened 2 weeks ago that sort of got me on my soapbox a little bit was the somebody vandalized my distribution boxes outside the post office. In 22 years, that's never happened.
Wow.
So maybe it's a one-off thing, but maybe we should be concerned. And of course, all the noise, mm-hmm. it's becoming a little bit of a racetrack. I don't know. I think we just need to stop for a moment and just decide what we want Palo Fox to be. Again, I don't see it. I don't think that it should be growth at all costs. I think we need to preserve as much of the past. And again, I realize it's a post office and not necessarily a real attractive post office. But again, it was, I think, a great community center for the community in many respects.
Yes, it will be missed. All things like that when they go away. You know, it's just a part of our past. And how do we want the downtown area to look in the next 10 years?
Yeah.
That's something we have to really stop and slow down and see, like, wait, you know, hold on. This is all cool. This is trendy and this is awesome and it's fun, but, you know.
Right. Restaurants and bars. Yeah, we've got to have restaurants. We've got to have bars. Mm-hmm. And it's a great short-term answer to fill the storefronts downtown. They're all full now. I don't think. In fact, I'm pretty sure there isn't an empty storefront. So maybe it's time to, maybe we can be a little bit more choosy about who we allow to go into those buildings.
Hmm. Yeah. I'm not much on community planning and things like that, but I'm starting to become more aware of that and that process and, you know, who's involved and how that all gets done. So, yeah, get involved in your local civics.
Yes.
Yes. And one thing that's kind of got me thinking today is maybe I'm an early bloomer here. Maybe I'm a senior before my day because I'm in my 40s, early 40s, early-ish 40s. I'm mid 40s.
A mere boy.
I'm starting to relate to more of the coming of age articles in your senior magazine, coming of age, than I am anything else. And I'm like, am I? Am I getting to my AARP days a little bit too soon? I don't know.
Well, now you mention that, another community tragedy, and it may only be temporary, is that the Rolls has disappeared.
It has.
I drove past there last week, and I realized it wasn't there.
It's gone.
So I meant to text Jim, and I did just before the program, as you reminded me of it, and I haven't heard back from him, but I said, Jim, what happened to the Rolls?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that it's just a maintenance thing because it was getting a little rough around the edges. Yeah. Hope so. I don't believe that Jim would sort of take it away permanently.
Yeah, he's getting
he loves
some
that old
custom
Rolls as much as most people.
Oh, yeah. He's getting something cleaned or getting a custom foot plate put on the, I don't know, something.
Mm.
Yeah. It's going to be back. I'm going to hold out.
Jim,
hopes.
If you're listening,
yes,
we need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Definitely want to know where that car went.
Yes.
Because that's just something it's been a landmark for me. It's been something I've always noticed coming here, even before I moved here. And I've just always thought about that white Rolls Royce.
Yeah, we talked about it a few weeks ago. But when we started doing the articles in Pensacola Magazine and Downtown Crowd and then put them online, we had inquiries from all over the place. One from Czechoslovakia.
Really?
And England, all kinds of places. You know, is that really John Lennon's?
Oh, yeah.
Who knows? I can't say yes or no.
100% maybe. 100% maybe. All right, go to Malcolm, or go, I always do that.
Well, do that too.
Go to MalcolmBallinger.com. You won't find anything, but maybe it'll redirect you to BallingerPublishing.com. All these great magazines, Downtown Crowd, Coming of Age, Pensacola Magazine, their new wedding edition for this year is already out on shelves. This is just beautiful. I took one home, and I've got it on the coffee table, and my wife has been looking at this. I love the charcuterie section. There's just, you know, so many cool articles in here. But like I said, the more and more I read Coming of Age, I'm like, oh, well, I want to go on a botanical day trip. That's kind of what I'm all about. Check out the latest edition of Coming of Age, no matter what age you are, and check out this botanical day drive section. I've been looking at this all morning. This is just, I've been wanting to go to Bellingrath. I did not know about some of these other, you know, gardens and places to go. This is great. So, have you been on an excursion to go see a botanical garden?
No, I haven't.
It's quite relaxing. I mean, you know, there's a lot of walking involved. Speaking of, did you walk the golf course this past weekend?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Well, I had a
you have a cart?
Cart, but yeah. I had to walk some.
You walked to the tee box.
Well, yeah.
And back.
And walked a lot of left and right. Mm. Such is my game. But I had a wonderful time, and it was a little breezy, but that was okay.
Yeah.
Now, talking about the wedding edition, I see that the news radio ad, you still have that big chip on your shoulder.
Oh, is that Which one is that? Is that the weddings edition?
The weddings, yeah. Inside, yeah. Back there.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
You still have a chip on your shoulder.
I still have that little chip taken out. It's like I have a war wound or something.
Yeah.
And I was very sleepy that day. I think that was when I had first started doing the morning show with Andrew.
Mm.
And I was running on about 2 hours of sleep that night, I think. Yeah.
You know those pictures on the news where somebody gets arrested?
Yeah.
Has been chased for days.
And mm-hmm. Beat about the face and neck.
Yeah. Well,
that's me.
There you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've been begging them here to take a new picture, but I haven't gotten around to it yet. I could probably take a selfie in my car coming in the morning and probably look better than that. So, and I've grown my hair out a little bit. So,
I'd be happy to take your picture with my camera if needs be.
Yeah, well, you have an amazing picture, like the one I use for our podcast. By the way, check out our podcast page at newsradio923.com. If you miss anything, you want to go back and listen, we've got podcasts of every show, everything there. So check that out. We're going to take a quick commercial break. I'm sitting here with Malcolm Ballinger. Go to ballingerpublishing.com and check out all these great articles. And the weddings edition of the Pensacola Magazine is out right now. We'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere. 437-1620. Join the conversation. We'll be right back.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles and a new realty section on the market features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a 1-carat diamond for $10? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
Ballet Pensacola presents The Sleeping Beauty, May 3rd through 5th at the Sanger Theater. The story? At birth, it was known that Aurora would be the most beautiful and enchanting of princesses. However, an evil curse condemned Aurora to a 100-year slumber by age 16. Will Prince Desiree be able to wake Aurora from her 100-year slumber with true love's kiss? Or will she be doomed to never wake up? Get your tickets for Ballet Pensacola's The Sleeping Beauty at balletpensacola.org.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Spring, love it. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker, sitting here with Malcolm Ballinger. And we talk about classical music a lot here on the show, and I was watching a video with Paul McCartney, speaking of the Beatles, and he was talking about the magic of music and how, you know, he always relates to people and tries to, you know, get people with his lyrics. And that's what he's making this emotional connection with people about the lyrics. But he was like, you listen to a piece of classical music and you think, oh, I'm going to cry. It's like, well, but there's no lyrics. It's just vibrations and frequencies.
Yes,
but it can evoke all those emotions.
Yes, there's nothing like classical music. Mm. And of course, opera, even though you may not understand the words,
right?
It can, yes, excite a lot of emotion and feeling. I love to sit down and listen to classical music. Mm. You just close your eyes and think good thoughts.
Right.
Just get you away from the stresses of the day.
Yeah. Did you have a lot of vinyl growing up? Were you a vinyl records kind of guy? Or?
Yeah. But of course, the advent of CD changed things.
Really did.
I think. But one of the side effects of CDs is that, particularly if you listen to opera voices at the high end, it tends to make them a little thin and screamy. Have you noticed that? I think they've perfected it a little bit more now, but some older recordings from analog to digital in particular had that problem. Again, I think they don't do it quite so much now. But recordings from the 40s and 50s, opera recordings, and even from the 60s, Maria Callas, tend to be a little screechy, I guess.
Screechy on the top end, yeah.
Yes.
It's the first days of analog to digital conversion, converting all those ones and zeros. That process had to basically take a lot of information and chop it down into an easily digestible digital format. Mm. And a lot of the times it was the top end and the low end, you know, information that was cut down. Mm. So you were hearing, a lot of those early digital conversions, it sounds warbly, and then on the top end, yeah, very screechy. So that's a good way to put it. But yeah, they've come a long way with that.
Yes,
definitely. And now everything's in a cloud now. So I don't even have a CD player. I don't own one anymore.
Well, also YouTube, the advent of YouTube. Man. I think it's one of the greatest inventions ever.
It really is,
because I can watch old British TV programs, old American programs, old movies, opera. I think just about everything that's ever recorded in opera is on YouTube.
Yes.
And I think it's just marvelous. It's, again, an incredible invention.
It really is. Yep. All right. Well, if you have any questions or comments, let us know. You can join this conversation, 437-1620.
Back to earlier conversation. We sort of digressed, but I wanted to say that if you have any kind of opinion on development downtown, and well, first of all, you can text us, and we can relay those comments. But also, if you bump into your councilman, commissioner, whatever, just make your feelings known.
Yeah, that's what they're.
They do. Believe me, they do listen. They care what their constituents think. Mm-hmm. And I think we need to let them know that, whatever your opinion might be, may differ from mine, I understand that, but at least make it known.
Yes, we have passionate people here in this community that head up these organizations and community planning and things like that, and they care. They really do care, and they want to hear from you. So definitely let them know. And if you have any comments about the post office closing, anything going on downtown, or any events coming up, let us know, 437-1620. Head on over to BallingerPublishing.com. Check out all these great publications, and stay hip to what's going on right here in our backyard. Talking with Malcolm Ballinger, I am Jake Walker. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3, Informative, Local, Dependable. We'll be right back after this short break.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
The You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world. But what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. Today at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. I've got Malcolm Ballinger in the studio. We were asking for thoughts and comments on the development downtown. Somebody texted in, the Crawfish Festival appears to have grown very, very large, and maybe it's outgrowing the Seville venue that it's currently in from this listener's point of view. Also, the chain link fence surrounding the park is pretty bad, and any chance of that vacant old ECUA site across from Community Maritime Park being used for similar festivals? And you were giving some insight into that.
Yeah, it's owned by Quint Studer. I know they use it now for parking for the ballpark.
Right.
But in theory, that sounds like a great idea. Mm. Maybe they can use the ballpark and that site. I guess the timing would be important with the ball games going on at the baseball season. But that is a great thought. Yeah. If I bump into Quint, I shall mention that to him. Maybe he even listens to us.
Maybe he does. Text in. Text or call, 437-1620. And we forgot to mention what you did on Thursday night. This was a great event.
Well, Gulf Coast Kids House, which is an organization close to my heart, they had their 20th anniversary. And so all the old board members and sponsors and donors all got together. We had a great old time.
That's awesome.
And but again, it just highlights there's ongoing need for a wonderful organization like Gulf Coast Kids House. And there's also a Santa Rosa Kids House too.
Right.
And they do a wonderful job of prevention as well as prosecution. Mm. We don't have time to go into the whole thing, but they do a wonderful job. So if you ever need a charity to contribute to Gulf Coast Kids House.
Gulf Coast Kids House. All right, Malcolm Ballinger, thank you so much. BallingerPublishing.com, PensacolaMagazine.com. We'll be right back after
this.
Thank you.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.